Epilogue. The Dalai Lama's attendant, a tall, gentle Tibetan monk wearing traditional maroon robes and a perpetual smile, quietly entered the room and began discreetly to remove the tea service. I realized that we were in the final minutes of our meeting. Knowing our time was coming to a close, I picked up my notebook and looked at the list of topics that I had hoped to explore with him. Scanning the long list of topics that we had not yet addressed, I said, "We don't have much time left, but there are still many things I wanted to ask you about. I think we covered a lot of the things that cause people to be unhappy at work, but there are still some things we haven't covered. For example, the whole issue of ethics at work, the dissatisfaction caused when a person's personal values or ethical principles do not correspond with the ethical values of the organization where they work. The issue of whistleblowers, the corporate scandals, and also I'd like to go into greater depth regarding interpersonal relationships at work and in business, both among coworkers and employer-employee relations," and the Dalai Lama interrupted.
"Howard, if you are going to get into a more detailed discussion of the workplace or specific problems that various individuals might encounter at work, then our discussion could be endless. After all, there are 6 billion people in the world, and each one may have her or his unique problems. And also, here you are getting into another area. So far, we have been discussing happiness at work generally from the standpoint of the worker, the employee, and measures they can take to become more satisfied at work through their own efforts by changing their outlook, increasing self-understanding, or the other things we talked about. But that is only part of the picture. The employer also, the management, the organization all play a role in setting the tone of the workplace environment and have an impact on the happiness of the employees. And of course, if we are to discuss wider issues of ethics in business, the economy, and so on, that is another thing."
Well, in fact, I was hoping to move into a discussion of those precise areas, but I don't think we will have time now.
"So that can wait for another time. Of course. I'm not sure how helpful I can be there if I have anything useful to offer. I'm not an expert in business. I don't know much about it."
"Neither do I confessed. "But I know that you have a strong interest in applying secular ethics to all areas of human endeavor. And so I'd like to approach the subject from that angle, among other things."
"Of course, I am always willing to meet. So let us meet again and exchange ideas. Talk about these things and see what we can come up with. I will offer whatever I can, but I think that from your side, you should also investigate these topics on your own. Do some homework. And it would be a good idea to talk with business people, experts in this field, and ask them to share their experiences, to see how they are implementing these principles in their companies or the problems they encounter. So in this way, perhaps we can come up with something useful. We'll just do the best we can."
The Dalai Lama yawned, took off his glasses, and rubbed his eyes. It had been a long day for him. He reached down, slipped on his shoes, and began tying his shoelaces, the standard signal, based on past experience, that our meeting was coming to a close.
"We've been discussing work, and this is part of our work. So, I appreciate your coming. I think you have come a long way from Arizona, your home, and I appreciate your sincerity,"
he said quietly as he finished tying his shoelaces and stood up.
"So, thank you.
We have been discussing work, and this is part of our work." Up until that moment, it had not occurred to me to think of our meetings as work. Throughout our time together, it was as if we had been talking of work in an abstract sense, an activity that was occurring somewhere in the world as faceless, numberless masses went about their daily chores, certainly not something that was happening right there in the room. Of course, in the back of my mind, I knew that at some point, tremendous effort would be required if we were to shape our conversations into a book. That would be at another time, in another place. But these hours spent in discussion with the Dalai Lama were not work. I had been so engrossed in our conversations, so grateful for the opportunity to sit down with him and explore how I too might learn to become a happier person, that I would have paid to be there. This wasn't work. Or if it was, then somehow I had landed the same job as the Dalai Lama. I do nothing. I guess the difference between us was that this was his permanent position, and I was just a temp.